KXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
CBS News. President Ford has vetoed a mineral royalties bill that became a political hot potato following reports that a Wyoming senator offered Republican convention votes in exchange for the president's approval. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Wyoming Senator Clifford Hansen says those reports are nonsense. The bill would have given western states a bigger share of royalties from mining and oil drilling on federal land, leased to private industry. Hansen, a co-sponsor of the bill, says he'll try to keep it alive.
I'll certainly try to see if we can override the veto. I would think that on the basis of the support that the bill had initially, that possibility is real. If we are able to override, I would be equally eager to try to help bring about any necessary changes.
CBS News continues after this.
Here's a chance to save money and serve a great meal. Manwich Sloppy Joe's made with free Wonder Buns. Right now, participating grocers have a special offer on Hunt's Manwich Sauce and Wonder Buns, the perfect combination for delicious Sloppy Joe's. Just buy them both, then find out how to get a package of Wonder Buns free. Wait till you discover how easy it is. Just brown your ground beef, add a can of thick tomatoey Manwich sauce, and spoon onto fresh Wonder Buns. Delicious. Look for the Wonder Buns and Manwich display. Then treat your family to Manwiches and save.
I'm Neil Strauser, CBS News. There's more to a political convention than just the roll call. And when the Democrats convene in New York on July 12th, CBS News on CBS Radio will bring you special coverage of the major action from the floor to the caucus rooms. Two reports every hour, plus net alert bulletins and continuous live coverage of big developments. Join George Herman and me, along with many CBS News colleagues, for the Democratic National Convention, beginning July 12th on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Independence Day for more than 100 hostages who were freed from the clutches of pro-Palestinian terrorists at a Ugandan airport Saturday. Israeli commandos staged what was described as a lightning raid, flying 2,000 miles from Israel to carry out the mission. In about 2 hours, planes carrying the freed hostages, 61 Israelis, 43 French, and crew of the Air France jet, and the triumphant commandos will land in Tel Aviv. The hijackers were reported eliminated. President Ford has scheduled a very busy 4th of July. He'll make appearances at Independence Hall in Philadelphia and New York Harbor, and also at Valley Forge, where Laura Yepchensky reports the celebrating is already underway, fireworks and all.
A 6-year-old boy who had never seen fireworks before was told by his mother, "This is just like the bombs that were bursting in air. You'll remember it all of your life." And so will thousands of others who came out to Valley Forge Park to welcome in America's third century. Pennsylvania State Police estimated the crowd at more than 100,000 people, and late in the evening, they closed the park to traffic. The ground was still damp from a late afternoon thunder shower, but the people sat anyway on blankets and in lawn chairs. They waved sparklers and clutched American flags. Then, about an hour ago, they all rose to sing the Star Spangled Banner and let out a cheer and burst into a chorus of "Happy Birthday, Dear America." Laura Yepchensky for CBS News at Valley Forge.
Torrential thunderstorms Saturday in southeast Kansas and southwest Missouri forced scores of residents out of their homes by boat and helicopter. Extensive damage has been reported, but only minor injuries. Police officer Gary Mirandi of Coffeyville, Kansas, says their big worry is the Verdigris River.
Right now it's not raining. We're hoping it does not rain anymore. Should we get any further rainfall, it would definitely crest, and we would probably start evacuation procedures in the eastern part of the city. Crews are out sandbagging several areas of the dike and levee at this time. We don't have any major problems except for some minor flooding in a few areas of the city, which have been evacuated. Approximately 30 to 40 families have been evacuated now.
CBS News continues after this message.
This is Sam Levinson. Somewhere a teenage girl in a school for the retarded doesn't remember what her parents look like. And somewhere a great-grandmother in a nursing home doesn't even bother to celebrate her 85th birthday. Now, multiply these people by many millions and you've become aware of the problem. And the problem is loneliness. Let me tell you about a new public service program called Voiceagram. The heart of the program is an exchange of tape-recorded messages between the patients and their families and friends. Actor Cliff Robertson and Harold Russell, chairman of the President's Committee for the Handicapped, and myself are lending their support on a nationwide basis. But to make it work, we need sympathetic volunteers who will visit patients and talk to them while their words are taped for their loved ones to hear and respond. Just give a little bit of your time and a lot of caring, and just write to VoiceAgram, Box 127, Koskob, Connecticut, 06807.
Scientists say new data from the Viking spacecraft heading for a Mars landing July the 17th is raising more questions about the planet than giving answers. Readings of water moisture show there is more than had been expected. In fact, according to one expert, there is sufficient moisture to provide fog, frost, and even snow. Rita Sands, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, and the time is 10:06.
Radio Mystery Theater presents significant events, a neglected appointment, an accidental meeting, the postponed date, a flat tire, the shortcut through a dark alley. Oh yes, the almost overlooked minor items that mark the destiny of so many. For instance, Skip Turner never dreamed that a walk on a clear, cool night could lead to a frightening confrontation.
The play acting is over. You will give me the sacred rope, or I will kill you right here.
Skip!
Slowly, Val. He's bluffing.
You will place the necklace in my hands. Now!
If I had the necklace, I wouldn't have it on me, right? I'd have it stashed. So if you knock me off, you'll never get your hands on it.
Mr. Turner, killing you would give me much pleasure. Killing anyone is pleasurable.
Drama, The Angry God, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Saul Panitz and stars Larry Haynes and E.V. Juster. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Do you have a taste for things that are a little out of the ordinary?
Look, Doris, it has a clock in its stomach and it glows in the dark.
I think we should snap it up, Dick.
Do you like things that are fun but are also functional?
Look, Dick, this is fun.
Uh-huh, but is it functional, Doris?
Do you want to be the talk of the town?
Oh, Dick and Doris, we were just talking about you.
Then the Opel Isuzu is your kind of car. It's not ordinary, it's fun but functional, and people will talk about it.
Did you hear what Dick and Doris bought?
The Opel Isuzu, a dandy new small car. At your Buick Opel dealers.
This is Michael Learned. I'm going to ask you for money for RIF. Reading is fundamental. RIF is a national nonprofit program with more than 400 local projects that help kids help themselves to read by giving them the incentive and the books. Many of these children are in inner cities, in Appalachia, on reservations, places where they may never learn to read. But to keep going and keep helping, RIF needs your help. please send a tax-deductible donation to RIF, Box 23444, Washington, D.C., 20024.
Electrical appliances are extremely useful time-saving aids, but without proper precautions, they can be instruments of destruction. In fact, government statistics show that 80% of all electrical appliance accidents are due to carelessness. Underwriters Laboratories consumer safety expert Janice Farr says there's an easy way you can help avoid contributing to that 80%.
That's right. I strongly recommend that you read and heed your appliance instruction booklets. Most booklets contain valuable safety tips, such as recommending that you unplug your portable appliance from the outlet when not in use, and that you not let the cord hang over the edge of a table or counter, or touch hot surfaces.
And to be extra safe,
it's a good idea to keep your instruction booklets in a convenient place for quick and easy reference. Remember, the instruction booklet is there, so why not use it?
This has been a public service announcement from Underwriters Laboratories and this station.
I suppose you could say it starts and ends in today's Greece, a land of brooding mountains and a history that reaches back thousands of years before Christ. But this is not what brought Skip Turner to Greece from the United States. Likeable, soft-spoken Skip Turner, who wears his clothes with the casual air of someone born to wealth, is the kind of person who makes friends just like that. You'd never know that he's one of the world's most skillful jewel thieves. And right now, on this street in Athens, Skip Turner is moving faster than usual because he made a mistake. A bad mistake.
How stupid can you get? Look at the damn amateur. The alarm, it was right there. Now what? A cab. No. The driver could remember. I can walk back to the hotel, maybe that... Oh.
I'm sorry.
No. It's my fault. Hey, you speak English.
Well, so do you.
Yeah, ever since I was a kid.
You know, I wonder what got me so frantic.
It's probably a traffic accident.
Corner. Hardly an accident.
Oh, yeah, looks like regular troops and police, too. I've learned to mind my own business, especially when I'm in somebody else's country.
They're sealing off the block, lining up on the other corner, too.
Yeah, they're blocking off the whole area.
Wow, what do you make of it, Mr.?
Oh, I'm Skip Turner.
Valerie Parker.
Hi. Yeah, it looks like they're searching everybody.
Maybe a check on passports or identification papers.
I don't know. This doesn't look routine.
Well, I suppose it's not our concern, but... Good, we're ready to leave. You made it just in time, Mr. Turner.
I did?
Well, yes, the tour.
What?
The Delphi tour. We're about to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, follow me.
But I don't have...
Let me handle the delicate negotiations.
You speak Greek?
Well, the tour leader speaks English, and he's male. So, he speaks my language.
Thank you, Miss Parker.
So formal. Val's a lot better.
And I'm Skip, okay?
Okay.
When do we get going?
Soon, I hope. We should have left 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, they've still got the barrier at the corner.
Oh, I wonder what they're looking for. Or whom.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a photographer.
No kidding?
No kidding. I've been a freelancer for more than 5 years. Oh, haven't you ever seen my credits? Photos by Val Parker?
Well, I promise I'll be looking from now on.
Skip, did you bring your lunch along?
What?
We're supposed to make a stop before we get to Delphi. Oh, that sure looks like lunch. Sandwiches?
I don't follow you. I don't have any food.
Well, then, what's that bulge in your jacket?
Huh?
Are you packing a gun?
Oh, you mean this? Oh, no. That's just a fat wallet. My passport, health card, traveler's checks.
Oh, you must think I'm naive. I've been around. I know the bulge of a rod when I see one.
No, I swear. That's a sucker play, especially in a foreign country. Hey, come on now. You're putting me on.
You know what's really funny? A respectable American in his late 30s or early 40s...
Well, thanks for the early 40s.
And here he's talking like a character out of a TV show.
Well, I like a joke like anybody, only there's a time and a place for that kind of a joke.
Now, suppose somebody who hasn't got a good sense of humor heard you and took it seriously. You know, I can see myself busted in a Greek jail.
All right. What's really in that breast pocket, huh?
Well, if you really have to know, it's a bottle of nitroglycerin.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, if you please.
Who's that?
Search me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Colonel Poulos of the Athens Police. I wish to beg your pardon for the delay you have suffered because of this emergency. But now I have given permission for this bus to proceed.
It's about time.
Colonel?
Young lady, yes, please.
Can you tell us why you've deployed so many police and soldiers? Or is it a secret?
Why'd you do that for?
I want to know.
There has been a rather daring robbery nearby at the home of one of our leading citizens. Only one item was removed, indicating that the burglar knew exactly what he was after. Or she. I do not rule out the possibility of a woman.
I suppose it's valuable.
Exceedingly. It was one of our most important treasures from the ancient days of Greece. In fact, it was to be given to the government in the near future. But we will catch the thief. The entire area is sealed off. He or she is trapped.
Well, then, why are you allowing us to go on?
Well, you are all American tourists with a legitimate reason for being here on this bus. So the barricades will be put aside for you. I trust you'll enjoy your trip to Delphi.
Just between us, Val, what's so special about this Delphi place?
Well, the future possibilities in Delphi are supposed to be fantastic. Spectacular mountains, unusual ruins, and, of course, the Oracle.
The Oracle? Oh, yeah. Fortune teller.
When the colonel was telling us about the burglary, you looked like you were sitting through a movie you'd already seen a dozen times.
Oh, what's the big deal? Diamond necklaces have been stolen before.
Well, how do you know it's a diamond necklace?
Well, the colonel, he said so.
Well, I don't think he did. I'm sure he didn't.
Well, he said it was worth plenty, right? So I figured diamonds.
Uh-huh.
Are you satisfied?
No.
What's bugging you?
You also said it was a necklace. A diamond necklace. What if it turns out that what the police are looking for is a diamond necklace?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the comfort stop. We will be here for 20 minutes precisely.
Are you getting out?
No, I guess not.
Oh, not even to stretch your legs?
Well, I wasn't going to, but okay. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
You're on.
Hey.
How about that?
That's a helicopter, so what?
Well, I think it's coming in here.
Yeah, it could be.
It is. Looks like it's going to land in the parking lot. Oh, it's a police helicopter.
Police?
Yeah, it says so right on the side. Not exactly like the English, but close enough. Find out what's up. Well, anyway, we're the only ones left in the bar.
Listen, I'll tell you what. You go ahead. I'll be out as soon as I put on a sweater.
A sweater? In this heat?
Well, yeah. We'll be heading into mountain country soon. Yeah, see? You can see him from here.
But you can wait till we get... Oh, I'm sorry. It's none of my business how you dress. Excuse it, huh?
Yeah, sure. I'll join you in a minute.
I wish to beg your pardon for this intrusion, but these two police officers, my assistants, will look through your bus. We'll take only a small amount of time and will not interrupt your schedule.
Colonel?
Yes. The same young lady as in Athens, I believe.
Yes, Valerie Parker. I have a question.
Please.
We're under suspicion, aren't we?
The way you say it, Miss Parker, is a little harsh.
Oh, what else would you call it, then?
Well, as you may have guessed, despite the tight security we placed on the district where the burglary occurred, we have not yet found a guilty person. Then the thought came to me. The net was closed tight, except for this bus.
You're saying you think someone on the bus did it?
It is only possible that the guilty one is among you.
Oh, your thief is probably back in Athens.
You seem so certain. How do you know?
Well, I don't. But if... Well, for instance, if I had stolen whatever it is that was stolen...
A necklace. Very rare.
A diamond necklace?
some of the largest and most brilliantly cut diamonds in the world. It is known as the Sacred Rope.
Yes. I saw a 2-page color spread in a magazine just a little while ago. Oh, it's fantastic.
Mm.
If the person who took it is on this bus, he or she would have the necklace along, right?
Possibly.
Well, it would have to be.
The necklace could have been dropped somewhere near the scene of the robbery.
Well, did the thief have the time to do that? After all, you guys got there pretty fast.
Oh, Skip, good thinking.
Ah, my men returned. And from their sad faces, I can already see they have found nothing. However, they will now pass among you and collect your passports.
But why?
Simply a matter of form. They will be returned to you tomorrow in Delphi.
I hate to be without my pass. Skip, what's wrong?
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, you look kind of funny all of a sudden.
Well, must be the sun. It kind of bleaches me out. I'm okay.
They're coming out for the passports. Here you are.
If Charlie Stowe.
Yeah, and mine.
If Charlie Stowe.
Oh, you are a tricky one.
What now?
I thought you said you were going to put on a sweater.
Oh, well, you see, I thought it over and I decided you were right. It is too warm.
If I didn't know better, I think you'd wanted an excuse to get rid of me. For what reason, I can only guess, but it must have been something tricky, at the very least. What's that under your seat? Here, let me...
No, it's easier for me. There, I got it.
Oh, wrappers from chewing gum. And there's more on your seat.
Yeah, it's my gum. I was in a hurry to get to you, so I just dropped the wrappers. I'm sloppy.
No sweater? Then you chew a whole pack of gum? I don't get it.
I like gum. That's all there is to it. What's the big mystery?
Well, you weren't chewing gum when you joined me.
Wasn't I?
Well, Skip, there were 5 empty wrappers.
So what?
That would have made a wad big enough to puff out your cheeks, and I'd have noticed that.
You know, you remind me of my mother. She always figured I was doing something I shouldn't.
And I don't think you have a sweater in that bag.
I don't?
No.
Are you, gonna tell the colonel that I don't have a sweater?
I think you know what's bothering me.
Are you sure you don't want to change your seat?
What for?
Well, who wants to sit next to a thief?
Oh, I never said that.
You know, when the colonel showed up back in Athens and mentioned the robbery, and then I said something about diamonds, you were convinced I was the guy they're looking for, right?
Well, you have to admit that it looked kind of...
Yeah, I admit nothing. And then the bit with the seat. What do you think I am, a dum-dum? You figured I wanted to stay in the bus to hide the loot. And the gum. What was I going to use the gum for? If you're going to be a Sherlock Holmes, be a good one. How do you figure the gum bit?
Well, that was the cleverest part of your scheme. I mean, if it was a scheme. You take the necklace and you hide it. Let's see. Under one of these 2 seats. Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
And you chew up a whole lot of gum. 5 pieces. And then you use that to hold the necklace in place.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
You'd still like to see if there's anything under my seat?
Of course not. I know you're...
That I'm innocent.
Yes.
Yeah, but you'd like to check it out anyway, right? After all, you don't know me. We met only a couple of hours ago.
Well, only if you won't get mad.
Go ahead, Val.
No. I know there's nothing there.
How do you know?
Well,
come on, let's settle this. Go ahead.
Well, if it was there, you wouldn't...
How do you know I'm not bluffing? Like in a poker game.
Kai.
What?
I just thought. What if it is there, what do I do then?
You mean, what do I do then? What do I do to you?
When I was a boy, I was taught never to threaten unless I was prepared to carry out the threat. In the Old West, it was good advice not to draw a gun unless you meant to use it. Or, as it was put by a most literate man a long time ago, if you cannot bite, never show your teeth. The question is, has Skip Turner really shown his teeth? Helpful hints, may I help you?
Is there any way to prevent air-conditioned rooms from smelling, you know, stale?
You could open the window.
In this heat?
Or spray the intake vent with Lysol.
What does that do?
The air has to go through the intake vent every time it recirculates. By spraying the vent with Lysol, you're freshening the air as it passes through.
Lysol spray does a lot more than I thought.
Just another way Lysol spray disinfectant can make things nicer for you this summer.
Hang on, I'll try it.
Hang up. It works.
Oh, will it be, Bill Soda? Shaving cream or prescription?
It's my hemorrhoids, Mr. Edwards. Pain. Itching.
Well, most of my customers use this.
Preparation H?
Well, in many cases, Preparation H relieves occasional pain and itch for hours.
Hey, that's great.
And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation.
I'll buy that.
Doctor-tested Preparation H comes in ointment or suppositories. Soothes pain and itch and actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissue. Now use only as directed.
Wheels are ever spinning, shining folks are catching fun. There are people seeking nature, seeking health and seeking fun.
Last year, over 15 million new bicycles were sold in the United States, and over 70 million are now in use. Studies show that the leading causes of bicycle accidents are loss of control, mechanical and structural problems, and the entanglement of foreign objects in the wheels. So, make sure your bicycle meets the new safety standard.
So cycle up, America. Our cats men are being told. There's a life that is riding on every bike that's sold.
For more information, ride bicycles, Washington, D.C., 20207. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Suspicion is a monster that feeds upon itself, as Val Parker is discovering on the way to Delphi. An intellectual pursuit of a problem has just turned into something of a different character. In fact, what seemed to be a harmless puzzle is almost at the point of solution. And with a solution, there is also a not-so-subtle threat.
You don't mean what you said. You wouldn't...
Oh, yes, I would.
Just like that?
Uh-huh.
If I reach under your seat and find what I think I may find, then... There are 52 other people on this bus.
Well, we'll be getting off in Delphi and then...
Come on, that's a good act, but...
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Try me.
Oh, Skip, I've got to know. You must admit everything points to you. And look, even if you did take the necklace, I'd never believe you're simply a crook, an ordinary crook. I won't tell a soul... It's just a matter of satisfying my curiosity.
Okay. I'll take you at your word, curiosity. So go on, see if the necklace is under the seat held there by chewing gum. Go on, it's okay.
All right. Here I go. Oh, so far, nothing. Oh, wait.
Find it?
It was here. I don't know why the police couldn't find it.
How do you know it was here?
Well, look. My finger.
Yeah, dirty.
Look again. Do you see?
Oh, dirty gum. So what?
Well, it proves my point. You had the necklace under your seat.
It only proves you're colorblind.
Colorblind?
Sure, look at that gum. It's the red kind. Red, Val.
I don't... Oh, yeah. Darn it.
Yeah. The gum wrappers you found were from the regular kind.
I feel like an idiot.
Naturally.
You were leading me on.
Why not? You were so very sure.
Chewing gum. A whole pack. 5 pieces. You said you swallowed it.
Oh, I love that gum.
You're pulling my leg. Now, what happened to the gum? I thought it was under the seat, and it's not. So it has to be somewhere else. Where the gum is, so's the necklace. I'm willing to bet on my theory.
Well, I'll bet on your life that you'll never get a chance to find out.
Hey, cut it out, whoever you are. Put that light out. Stop shining it right in my eye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, is that you, Skip?
What are you doing in the hotel parking lot, anyway?
Well, I might ask you the same question. Why the flashlight? Are you looking for something?
Oh, there you go again. I just thought I'd take a walk around.
Nothing like a parking lot, is there?
And what about you?
Well, I'm looking for some picture possibilities.
In the dark?
If you look over there, you can just make out some columns against the sky, you see?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the place?
The Temple of Apollo. Oh, isn't that something?
You know, you're all wound up.
For a photographer, this whole country's like a kid in a candy store.
How come you're not over there right now? Or don't you have
strobe light?
Yeah.
I'm loaded with all kinds of equipment for day and night, right here in this flight bag. But I wouldn't want to be out over there alone in the dark. Oh, no.
Oh, come on, that's kid stuff.
Well, I suppose you like it black as pitch.
Now, what does that mean?
Nothing. Forget it. Any friends again?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. You gonna hang around out here?
So pleasant. You smell that mountain air?
Yeah, well, so long.
You're not gonna leave me out here alone.
Well, you were here first,
well,
alone.
That's true. Oh, who's that?
Relax.
Hello? Lady? Gentleman?
Oh, it's the guide. What's his name?
George.
Yeah, hi, George.
Oh, I have no wish to interfere.
With what?
I came to take the bus to the village. Have a very pleasant evening.
Take it where? I thought this was our bus for this tour.
No need to get excited over a bus.
Oh, our bus is covered with dust from many kilometers from Athens. I cleaned so it shined like everything.
Well, why don't you clean it here?
Impossible. But in Arhova, water in hose. No water in hose in Delphi.
Yeah, well, I'm going with you.
No. That is not permitted.
Well, the devil with your regulations. Now, look, I'll help you wash the bus. How's that? I wash and you put water on with the hose, okay?
Me too. Women's rights. I can wash too.
If lady and gentleman make big promise not to talk.
Don't let it worry you, George. Nobody will ever know anything about it.
What's this all about, Skip?
Okay, I've got to trust you. You guessed right about the whole bit and the gum. The necklace is under the right fender, so this bus must not get to the village. Understand?
Now, hold on. What do you think I am?
What are you blabbing about?
He's an innocent bystander.
But the guide?
Yes.
What do you think? Oh, no. Oh, follow my lead, will you? Now, you get sick, Val, okay? A pain in the stomach, anything.
I must be crazy to even think about helping
For
you.
For Pete's sake. What is it? Val, just lie down, huh? George? George, hey, stop. Okay, keep it up.
What is matter? Wrong back there?
George, the lady, she feels sick, understand? Sick.
There is doctor in the village, Arakova.
No, I don't think she needs a doctor. I'll step outside and see if I can't flag down a car and get her back to the hotel.
I take her back to the hotel in bus.
No. A car would be faster on these roads, George. It'll only take a few moments. You stay with her and open the door for me, will you?
George.
There's no lady. Man say he come back soon. He go try to stop a car.
Oh, I'm glad you're with me.
Thank you. Yes.
I think I'm feeling a little better.
There's not a car in sight. Hey, you look a lot better. All that color's coming back in your cheeks.
Oh, it was a sharp pain, but it's gone now.
Good.
It's happened to me before. It could have been the excitement coming here and all that.
Yeah, sure, that's it. Listen, Val, do you think you can walk? We aren't too far from the hotel.
Oh, of course I can.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Here, let me take your arm.
Right.
George, I'm sorry, but we can't wash the bus with you. It's too nice an evening. The stars are out, you see, and Val and I want to be alone, don't we, Val? What an actress. You were great.
I was rather convincing, wasn't I? You have the necklace?
Uh-huh.
May I see it?
You better not.
Why'd you do it, Skip?
Because they said it couldn't be done.
Who said? Oh, never mind. What'll you do with it? It's so well known that nobody will buy it.
What?
Do you realize I'm an accessory now?
No. You're in the clear. I forced you. That's the story. In case... Hey, move over. The car's coming. Hey, what's that over there?
That light?
Yeah, it looks like a candle.
That's what it is. It's a roadside shrine. Grease is full of them.
Yeah. And a car that just went by, it stopped.
Well, so what? Can't a car stop without you getting...
Well, I don't like it. Somebody got out of the car. It's coming this way.
Probably thinks we need help.
Come on, we got to get out of here. Come on, move it. No, wait a second.
What?
Here's the shrine. Hey, what's this here in the back?
A holy picture, an icon.
Yeah, it'll fit right behind it. Okay, stop praying. Pray, Val.
Okay.
Put your head down.
I don't know what you... Oh, I get it.
Yeah, just keep on praying.
It could be just somebody out for a walk. You're seeing monsters.
Yeah, it could be, but don't stop what you're doing. Just make it look good.
Good evening. I am Dimitri.
Hi. Can't see you.
I am over here. I will come closer. Please. No sudden moves.
Now, why would I... Oh, now I see you.
Do you like our country, Mr. Turner?
Hey, how do you know my name?
Yes, your question.
Yeah, it's a great place, great.
Would you like to die here?
What?
It can easily be arranged.
Hey, now that's no way to...
Then understand me. I want it now.
Look, I got a few bucks in traveler's checks and some drachmas, too. And the whole thing doesn't amount to...
I am not a petty thief. Who is the woman?
Well, she's on the tour, Miss Parker. Val, this is Demetrius.
You have quite a reputation, Mr. Turner. When the sacred rope was reported stolen, it was an easy matter to discover who might have it. But, of course, you must have calculated that such would be the case, is it not so?
Well, I heard that somebody lifted it.
Rest assured that by now Colonel Poulos has received information from Interpol and is probably looking for you, too. Now... You will give me this sacred rope, or I will kill you here and now.
All right, now, hold it a second,
and
will you?
And naturally, when I kill you, the young lady cannot be allowed to exist as a witness.
He's bluffing.
You will place the necklace in my hands now.
If I had the necklace, I wouldn't have it on me, right? I'd have it stashed. So if you knock me off, you'll never get your hands on it.
Once again, this is not a motion picture. Such a speech means nothing. And Mr. Turner, killing you will give me much pleasure. Killing anyone is pleasurable.
Give it to him. Please, Skip.
As soon as he got it in his clammy hands, we're dead.
That bag. You would open it.
It's mine.
Open it. You. Put the light on the bag. Good. Cameras, What is that?
A strobe light attachment. Mostly for nighttime photography. You just press this button, like this, and this.
My eyes! I am blind! My eyes!
Run, Val. This way. Up the hill. Wait. The necklace.
Oh, leave it. You'll be able to see in a minute, and he has the gun.
I'll have it in a second. You start climbing, and I'll... Okay, I got it. All right, let's go. Run like the devil.
We're just below the Delphi ruins.
He'll follow us, rest assured. Don't stop. He's shooting blind. He can't see us. It's too dark.
Oh, that was...
Roger, that way. Here, take my hand.
Okay.
Now we've got to get to the top to stand any kind of a chance.
Do you hear him?
No, not yet, but he'll come.
Oh, you're so damn stubborn. Give him the necklace. It's our lives, don't you understand?
He'll put a bullet in the back of our heads anyway. Shh. Hey, here's something. Let's move. Come on.
Can't run any further. I'm sorry.
The place is like a big cemetery. We better separate.
No.
It's the best way. Here, you see that building over there? That little place with the columns? About the only thing around here that wasn't knocked flat.
Oh, I'm afraid. I want to stay with you.
No, you're tired. You can't climb. Now, you get inside that place and don't hardly breathe. And I'll lead him away, okay? I might even get a chance to get at him with a rock or something.
Oh, stay with me.
You head for that building.
Oh, that must be the treasury of the Athenians. It was built as a tribute to Apollo.
Well, that information is a big help right now. Now, go on. And remember, not a squeak.
Goodbye, Skip.
Yeah, I'll move over here. Away so I can see you get inside, and then I'll start to the top.
Skip! Skip! Answer me! Skip, where are you?
There is something palpably ominous when darkness casts a veil over an ancient ruin. It is so easy to imagine almost anything. And whatever your fertile imagination creates could be horribly real. In just a moment, we'll show how real. And I return with Act 3.
At the Opal Isuzu Information Center of America, pandemonium reigns as thousands of people try to find out what one is.
Hello, Opal Isuzu Information Center.
Say, I think I've got an Opal Isuzu.
Good for you, sir. Can you describe it?
Well, it's about 4 feet high, brown, tan hair on its neck. It's got cute little eyes.
Sir, I believe that's a Shetland pony.
Oh! Oh, yeah! I can see that now.
See the little hoofs?
Opal Isuzu, a great new little car at your Buick Opal dealers.
Thank God. Please help all the people in the world who are driving in the car so they would drive safely and get home to all the people who love them. And please help cars not to crash and buildings not to fall. And God, don't have no tornadoes or earthquakes. And please help everybody in the world. And God bless America. Please?
From the Franciscans, with love.
We don't expect much from handicapped children. We don't expect them to learn much. Sometimes we don't even expect them to go to school or learn to do things that will help them get along when they grow up. But handicapped children are pretty much like other children. If you don't expect much, they won't do much. If you expect more, they can do more. Most handicapped children can learn and do much more than most of us realize if we expect enough and if they get the special education they need. In this country, every handicapped child has the right to special education, whether his parents are rich or poor. If you have a child with a handicap, any kind of handicap, we have free information that can help. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C. 20013.
A public service message from this station and the United States Office of Education.
Something improbable because it has never happened to you? Do you doubt that men have walked in space and set new tracks upon the dusty surface of the moon? Does your mind reject the gods of ancient Greece who sat atop the fog-shrouded mountain of Olympus and played with human fates as a child plays with his toys? Then you have company, for Skip Turner is one of you.
Give me your hand, Mr. Turner.
Where?
I regret your fall. The entrance to the sanctuary was left open by mistake, and you fell.
I don't see anything. There's nothing.
This stone is now back in its place.
My name. You know my name.
When you fell, you did not move.
Unconscious.
I discovered you had not broken anything but the torch you carried. Your name was on a card in your pocket.
This room, you called it a sanctuary.
Of the priestess Paideia. It is here that she received the words of the god Apollo.
On the bus coming up, I was reading that they never found the room where...
Officially, they have not. My father is a scholar of the ancients and intends to reveal this chamber when we have concluded our research. Oh, how rude of me.
I am Paideia.
But that's the name of...
The priestess.
Yeah.
My father is an archaeologist.
You know, I almost forgot. There's a girl up above and some crazy character who calls himself Demetrius with murder in his heart.
He will not find her. She will not be harmed. It is so.
How do you know? Just because you have the same name doesn't mean you can read the future.
It is so. Just as you're coming here was foreordained by Apollo.
Oh, come on, you can't take this stuff seriously.
You see the wall? There. What do you see?
Somebody chiseled a couple of birds, big ones.
Eagles. They belong to Zeus. It was Zeus who set them free from opposite ends of the world, and it was here in Delphi where they met.
And that made it the middle of the world? Come on, now, I've got to get out of here.
You may ascend. There is a passage that leads to the temple.
Yeah, well, I'm worried about Val. Show me the way out.
First, I must tell you of a necklace.
A what?
It was formed by Apollo, and it blazed like the sun. And Apollo gave it to Paideia as a reward for her faithful service.
Good for her. Now, may I...
You will listen, Mr. Turner. For your fate has also been ordained.
But I only...
Paideia wore it proudly for 1,200 years. And then it was stolen. Apollo was angry with Paideia, and he caused the earth to tremble. And even his temple, here above us, fell into pieces. He then decreed that Paideia would find no rest until the necklace had been returned to her. Do you understand, Mr. Turner?
Look, I don't know what this all has to do with me.
The priestess is a restless spirit, condemned to roam through time. It brings her only sadness and a longing for the days when the gods walk together with people.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for her. That's too bad.
You should not tempt an angry god.
Well, I'll take my chances. Hey, the ground's shaking.
The gods speak.
Oh, come on, you're crazy. It's an earthquake.
The necklace, for the anger of the gods, will increase.
You're out of your mind. Demetrius, you're working with me.
Fate may be changed. The god speaks through me, Mr. Turner.
I warn out. Come on, before both of us get killed.
Hear me. Do not ascend, for the god's vengeance awaits you. The slopes of Mount Parnassus are sacred, and the possession of the necklace is a death warrant. It is here, in the place of the oracle, that there is safety. The boulders that fall are as feathers. Give me peace, Mr. Turner. The necklace. I have waited all these millennia.
Look, look, if I'm going to get killed, I want it to be in the open, not down here like a rat. Hey. Don't play games, huh? This place is falling apart. Now, you come with me. Athea, where are you? Look, I can't stay here.
Come in. Yes, that's it. Come in, come in.
Sir?
You know who I am? You remember me?
Oh, yes, sir. Colonel Poulos of the Athens Police.
Mm. You are named George?
Yes. I drive bus. Also, I am the guy.
I am looking for one of the Americans, a Mr. Turner. Do you know him?
I have done nothing.
Not you, George, an American. Listen, I arrived 2 hours ago, and the people here say that they saw Mr. Turner, but then he went out and he has not returned.
I swear, sir, I do not.
There is also a young lady, an American like Mr. Turner.
Ah.
You have seen him? Where?
They sit in bus.
Next to each other.
Ah.
She has light hair, and on the bus she had the green dress.
They come to wash bus.
What?
But we do not wash. Lady be sick, then better. Good. Then they go walk. Then I drive, but I see car, white car. So stop bus, but car is empty. Good car.
Demetrius. It's his car.
Then, far away, boom, boom.
Shots? You heard shots?
Yeah, boom, boom.
Tell me where you found the car. Exactly where. I've got to get there immediately.
Val,
Are you there? It's me.
Oh, yes. Oh, scared. He was shooting. I've never been so scared in my life.
Okay.
And you, where did you disappear
to? All right, never mind. Where's Demetrius now?
Oh, out there somewhere looking for you. Oh, Skip, couldn't we go down now if we're quiet?
All right, we'll give it a try. No talking. Hold on to my hand. We'll cut across the floor of the temple.
Skip?
Shh. Creep Demetrius could be anywhere. He want to give us away.
That will not be necessary.
Run!
That would be inadvisable. There is sufficient moonlight for me to see most clearly.
Okay, I know when the strings run out. I'll make you a deal, Demetrius.
I am holding the pistol, Mr. Turner. There is no need for me to bargain.
Let the girl go.
Perhaps.
What does that mean?
The necklace, or she will die first.
Okay, you win, Demetrius.
Final time I call to thee. A message, Lord. A sign.
Who's that? That's Isaiah. She's crazy. Thinks she's the original oracle or something. In the legend, there were eagles.
A sign, Apollo. Show them your displeasure.
No, that is your sweet.
All right.
Okay, I've got a gun hand. Run, Val.
The gun is still mine. The necklace, throw it here. I shall only wait a moment.
All right, catch it.
The bird! It's diving!
I don't believe it.
The bird caught the necklace, and it's bringing it to Pisea.
Oh, impossible. This cannot be.
Apollo, your kiss is in its rightful place.
Look at me. Do you recognize me?
I think so.
Colonel Poulos, I found you here on the edge of this hole in the ground. No. Do not try to stand up.
Skip?
Mr. Turner is not here. You are alone.
Oh, I remember now. Both swallowed up.
Both? I know of Turner.
Demetrius?
Yes. They were right over there when it happened. Is there any chance?
I would not think so. I'm sorry.
Colonel? Oh, never mind.
Is there something?
Oh, you wouldn't believe me anyway. I wouldn't blame you.
Will you allow me to be the judge?
There was this girl. No, old woman. So very old.
As I said, we found no one here but yourself. This woman, is there some doubt as to her age?
You don't believe me. But she was so young. No more than... younger than I.
Yes. Go on, please.
Well, she just appeared. First, she wasn't there. Just Skip and... that man, Demetrius, they were fighting over the necklace. And then she was there, by that rock, in a white robe. Demetrius almost had the necklace, but an eagle plucked it out of the air, brought it to her.
An eagle?
Yes.
Miss Parker.
What's the use? I knew you'd act this way.
But an eagle...
No, wait. I remember something. Something Skip said. I think he told me her name.
The name. What was it?
I don't know. Something like that.
Pythia? Could be Pythia?
That's it. Pythia. And when she put on the necklace, she began to age.
Of course.
Oh, don't humor me. I know what... I almost forgot. I took some pictures.
Ah, Then we will see how real your story is after they are developed, if you have it on film.
Oh, I took them with my instant developing camera. But the one of Pythia didn't come out.
We had better go. One thing is certain. There was an earthquake, and the crevasse was opened here.
Could there be a chance?
If they fell into it, none. Miss Parker, your story, you must admit it is difficult to believe. You say it was an eagle?
Oh, yes, there was no doubt about it. I've seen eagles before.
Eagles have not been seen here in hundreds of years.
Oh, somehow I botched the shot of the woman, but will you take a look at this one?
Holy Mother. I don't believe. It is an eagle. And look in its talons. The necklace.
Any skeptics listening, here is a dispatch from the Greek National News Service. A mild tremor was reported in the area of Corinth and Delphi, which registered 4 on the Richter scale. At Delphi, 2 men lost their lives when they fell into a large rift in the earth. The quake revealed a hitherto unknown underground chamber, which is believed to be the legendary chamber of the Oracle of mythology. I'll be back shortly.
I live on the street with my mommy and daddy. I have a little sister, too. It's a lot of fun, most of the time. Except when my little sister takes my toys. She's yucky. Our family had a problem once, and mommy and daddy were upset with each other a lot. My mommy called the people at the Mental Health Association, and they helped us. I guess Mommy didn't know what to do. And the Mental Health Association gave us information and several places where we could go. I bet they could help anybody. Mommy said she found them in the telephone book. They were so nice. Daddy said they help people with all kinds of problems. I bet they could help you if you needed it. I wonder if they could talk to my little sister about playing with my toys.
Your Mental Health Association. People who care. People who can make a difference. What life comes down to is a perpetual contest between good and evil. Mark Twain warned that if you are good, you'll be mighty lonesome. It would seem that not too many of us are content to be lonely. On the other hand, you might remember this when you meditate on the peculiar nature of man. There is so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us, that it ill behooves any of us to find fault with the rest of us. Our cast included Larry Haynes, E.V. Juster, Ian Martin, and Nat Polan. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
The ship is waiting to sail. The ship is waiting for me. For me. Take me to the ship.
And suddenly, he was dead. So, since he wouldn't need it any longer, I searched his pockets for money. And I looked at the sheaf of documents in his coat.
And you decided to become Mr. Alexander Burton.
Who is empowered to collect $1 million in gold from the Confederate government.
What did you do with Mr. Burton's body?
Oh, for a few shillings you can always find some obliging gentleman.
And the gold?
I've discussed the matter with some of the crew who appeared sympathetic. The others will be convinced to join us, one way or another.
And so the ship will take on the gold, but it will not sail to England.
No, I'm afraid not.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI, Seattle.
News. Israeli commandos, along with the hostages they rescued from pro-Palestinian terrorists at a Ugandan airport, will be arriving soon in Tel Aviv, where there is rejoicing. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Bruno Wassertile has a report from Tel Aviv.
People are just beginning to go to work in Tel Aviv, and the streets of the city are filled with smiling faces. The gloom of the last week has disappeared and been replaced with a palpable air of elation, pride, and joy. When asked what their reaction was to the news, most people here, like this young office worker, said it was wondrous and incredible.
We're so happy that I don't know what to do. I just had some cry in my eye, and my reaction was something was, I can't believe it, but it happened. I can't believe it.
Any trace of disbelief, though, should be dispelled in about an hour when two planes bearing the freed hostages land in Israel and the Israelis among them are reunited with their families. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
The details of the precision rescue of more than 100 hostages, mostly Israelis, have not yet been released. The hijackers are reported to have been killed. CBS News continues after this.
There's thrilling baseball action waiting for you Tuesday, July 13th in the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Jack Buck. I'll be describing the play-by-play when the top talent of both the National and American Leagues meet in Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium. Brent Musburger will be along, too, with all the color of the event. Join us for exclusive radio coverage of the 1976 All-Star Game, Tuesday night, July 13th, over this CBS Radio Network station.
Becky Bipp of Butte, Montana, behind one of these doors is more money than you've ever seen. Behind the other, a visit to the library.
Door number two.
You've done it, Becky. It's the library. Yes, you'll enjoy a no-expense trip to the library where you will attend a lecture, borrow a classic film, and even earn a diploma.
You'll also attend a concert while keeping in shape at the library's exercise courses.
Congratulations, Becky Bipp.
Thank you.
The library. Come see what's new besides books. Stop it, Becky. We're on TV. I've got this.
A public service message from the American Library Association. President Ford will spend the 4th of July in several parts of the country, visiting Valley Forge, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, and New York Harbor. In prepared remarks, the president says the American adventure is a continuing process. As we begin our third century, so much is still to be done. Hundreds of naval and sail ships are gathered in New York Harbor for a salute to the nation's birthday. The warships were the first to ease their way in as thousands watched from the shore. Cannons roared and music played as many festivals sprang up where crowds had camped for the day. An interfaith candlelight vigil is underway at the Lincoln Memorial. Bernard Shaw has a report.
The marbled expressions of Abraham Lincoln seem more dramatic than ever in these early morning hours as Protestants, Jews, and Catholics stand here in the memorial steps holding candles. Until dawn, they say they'll maintain their prayer vigil for peace, freedom, and justice. In explaining the purpose of their gathering, they issued a statement which says in part, "We gather in these first hours of our nation's bicentennial in prayer and vigilance, seeking to be led by God's Spirit, hoping to become more and more one nation under God." With daylight confirming that the country has entered the third century of its existence, this interfaith gathering will walk to the nearby shores of the Potomac River and place candles on small floats to symbolize hope and the light of freedom floating abroad to all people on earth. Bernard Shaw, CBS News, at the Lincoln Memorial.
President Ford has cast his 51st veto in rejecting a bill that would have given states a bigger share of royalties from mining and oil drilling on federal land leased to private industry. A published report had said Wyoming Senator Clifford Hansen, co-sponsor of the bill, had offered the president convention votes in return for his signature. Both the senator and the White House have denied any deal was even in the wind. Hansen says he'll work for an override of the veto. Now this.
Okay. Now, send up that wheeze. Beautiful. Now, give it to me again with that husky effect he gets after smoking.
Now I'll give him the old 1-2 with a gasp and a down deep cough.
Now, how about we hold back just a few seconds so that he sort of loses his breath? If he doesn't get the message now... If you don't get the message now, there's little more your lungs can do for you. They're trying to tell you something with every breath you take. Quit smoking. Quitting is tough. Lung disease is tougher. Cleaning up air pollution is no cinch, but every breath you take adds up or takes away from better breathing. Your local lung association says better breathing is a matter of life and breath.
The Americans are still in on the Montreal Olympics. Don Miller, executive director of the U.S. Olympic Committee, says it's because the International Olympic Committee is still in. There had been reports that the IOC would remove its sponsorship because Canada has banned Taiwan athletes from participating as representatives of China. The IOC says Canada's position is still being considered, but there is no boycott planned. Rita Sands, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, the time, 11:06.